This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Boy, oh boy, guys, are the radical homosexuals assailing the American people on a daily basis. We'll get to that in just a minute here. 3, 2, 1. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I believe it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Yes, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Oh, look, I have Sons of Liberty Media pulled up right in front of me right now. And there is an alleged anti-hate and pro-homosexual group which exploits underage girls with the F-bombs for feminism. Stephanie, I actually showed this video to you last night, and it really comes to this, friends. It boils down to this. This is child abuse.
It was so sick and so appalling. Picture, if you will, literally 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old girls dropping the F-bomb along with other expletives.
What do I need to have?
Thing.
One of the little girls said, "What do I have to have a male genitalia?" She said the word to get a job. And then they had some little girls saying, "I don't think so." Total rebellion.
Yep.
But the point was, is the homosexuals are now using little kids. If they're not showing two little boys kissing, then they're showing two little girls kissing. And the purpose of that, friends, is, of course, they don't mean to actually get caught in what they're doing. But I'm here to tell you what they're doing. They're using children because that's what it's about, friends. It's about the children. That's why they're using children as their little pawns to go ahead and push their message. Because, after all, who could be angry with one of these little kids that is helping along the victims of the homosexual agenda? Folks, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. They actually just pulled the video. YouTube did. They pulled the video because it was so highly offensive to the people.
Oh, my gosh.
But someone needs to go to jail for this, friends. This is child abuse, and they've already crossed the lines. Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right on the front page.
Yeah, and if I can add to that, too, of course, you know, what do we go for? You know, we talk about the Lord, obviously, the King, Kings, and the Lord of Lords. But who does Satan want to go for? The innocent. You take an innocent child who all they project and all they promote is true innocency, because that's who they are. They're kids. And then you take them and you push on them your perverted, wicked, I mean, abominable ways, and have these kids act out how you want them to act out. It's unbelievable. It was so offensive, I couldn't even almost believe it.
Well, what we also found out, friends, is that just recently we have a congressman who believes Obama has cut a deal with the African leaders. That's why the American people have been sent over there, namely our troops, to fight Ebola. Now, I want you to just think about that for a moment, friends. Talking about news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Doesn't anybody think it's a little weird that the president of the United States would cut a deal with the African leaders to bring Ebola patients into the United States of America? That's pretty weird to me. What do you suppose the soldiers are going to do? Are they going to pull out their guns and shoot Ebola?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, we also know that Barack Hussein Obama just appointed over the Ebola epidemic a Democratic operative. He has no, folks, this is incredible. You know, I mean, I remember back when he first became the president of the United States, everybody was complaining about all these czars, these unlawful czars. Well, friends, what are they still doing sitting there? That's what you have to ask yourself. Well, let's take it a step further even. We have another article on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Obama media invented the Ebola crisis. Of course they did. Now, what am I saying? Read the article. Go ahead and post a comment. But interestingly enough, friends, you need to understand that they create the crisis. Then they bring in the answer. Well, in this particular case, this is nothing short of diversion. Look over here. Look to my left hand while I'm actually doing something over here with my right hand. This is what they do 24/7. Another tactic they use is they love to condemn it in the North and they love to promote it in the South. In other words, they're playing it back and forth. And the reason they're playing it, friends, is because they are the ones that contrived the issues. I would also like for you to go over to the website and notice Houston's lesbian mayor turns tyrant. And, well, one of our contributors, Jesse Lee Peterson out of Los Angeles, who is a part of the culture war, bringing forth the answers which are needed concerning, well, the American people, exemplifying and exhibiting leadership through his commentary, says, you know what? It's time to take it to the enemy.
Yep.
Of course it is, friends, because there's nothing that the enemy is doing which is lawful. Okay, got another article up right now. The government larceny is larger than you think by Michael Peruca, presidential candidate from 2004, and on and on and on and on. We got another letter from Troy Newman just posted. He's the all these abortion clinics shut down around the land, getting the abortion doctors thrown in prison for fractions concerning the law. And he just came out with a brand new letter. Operation Rescue is his organization, and his letter goes as follows. I'm now an unwilling Obamacare outlaw, and why you should be too. Of course, friends, defending Americans' undisputed Christian heritage. Check that out as well, friends. We also got Obama, the pro wrestler president, front page, mask off. Idaho City threatens Christian pastors. Talked about that just a couple days ago. And what we're going to talk about today is you're meeting with the founding forefathers. And you have 20 minutes to explain to them. You have 20 minutes, friends, to explain to them. They want to know the country has become what it has become. They want to know. The founding forefathers want to know what has happened to America. And, friends, I got to ask you the question because we're going to roll this out for the next hour on sonsoflibertyradio.com here. What would you say? What would you say to the founding forefathers? We're going to go over that in just a couple minutes. Phone lines will be accessible, friends, I'm sorry, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, can you share with us as to why that is?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, the heart of God, and as always, to be led by the Spirit. For as Scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, William Booth was the one who said, founder of the Salvation Army, work as if everything depended upon your work and pray as if everything depended upon your prayer. We need to understand, as Edmund Burke said, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. You might say, well, I'm not hurting anyone. When you're doing nothing through your inactivity, you are putting your hand in hand with evil and saying, it's okay, come on in. We need to make sure that we need to have both prayer and works and fight the good fight of faith to be able to change our nation and restore it back to our foundation.
You're meeting with the founding forefathers to explain what has happened to America. That's what we're going to talk about on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I want to give you a quick example of how they dismantle a nation. And again, what it comes down to is the people tolerating it. But did you guys know that right now in England, well, you know, the first thing they did is they used the radical homosexuals to dismantle free speech there. Okay. And so once they got their foot in the door, they began to basically deal with all dissents and basically silent all dissents. Okay? In other words, anybody that would oppose the gay agenda, they shut them up. The second thing we noticed was an infiltration of the Muslims coming into that country. We heard of the soldier that got, well, stabbed by a couple Muslims in Britain not too long ago. But did you see what they're doing now, friends? They're actually, the Muslims, now that they have authority, they're attempting, well, they have a pretended authority. They want the people there to believe that, again, they're a lot bigger than what they really are and that there's a lot more of them than there really is. That's how they use this, friends. That's how they do this. This is how they've always done this. This is nothing new under the sun. But interestingly enough, you know what they're doing now, friends? They're actually going, the Muslims are now going into Christian schools, okay? They're going into Christian schools in England and telling them it's time for imams to come in and to educate the Christian students. You see where this is going, friends?
Yep.
See, Christian school told to have Muslim imam lead assemblies. I hope everybody's paying attention because it doesn't have to happen here. This is why I'm always continuously telling you as to what's going on over in other countries, so it doesn't happen here, but it's the same implementation, same scheme, same method, same dangerous ideology. And by the way, even to the radical Islam and Muslims, you need to understand that you're being used as well. Because you got to keep in mind, these New World Order monkeys, the small, small portion of the world that think that they themselves are God, you know, they call themselves the Illuminati, they call themselves the elitists. They know more than you and me, you know, like the Bush regime and, you know, the Clintons and Barack Hussein Obama. You know, Barack, when he was over in Europe before he became the president, isn't it interesting that he was talking about how that there's no other way, there must be a new world order. Don't all of these little minions realize that they, once it's implemented, are the first ones to go? I mean, does anybody know a little something of history here? And so those people that are working for these criminal devil incarnates is what they really are. You need to understand that you're expendable. Once they get their way, we know you sold your soul for a little money. We already know that. But you need to understand that at the end of the day, when you do business with the enemy of your soul, he always charges you a lot more than you want to pay. And then it's game over. And again, Christian school told to have Muslim imam lead assemblies. But keep in mind again how they systematically dismantled them. They used the homosexuals. The Muslims were right behind them. And now they're beginning to go into Christian schools and telling them how they're supposed to teach their kids. In essence, it's exactly what they're doing over in Canada. I should say in part. Over in Canada. So friends, we're just here to blow the trumpet to wake you up. Your sin is before a just and a holy God. And if you don't believe that judgment is reigning in America, well, it's beginning to reign here. Look to foreign countries that are now putting themselves into a position saying there's nothing now we can do about it. Because when we had the opportunity to actually do something about it, we didn't really believe it. You know, which leads me to this thought. I was having a conversation with the editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com this morning, Tim Brown. And I said, Tim, for the most part, what you're seeing on a nationwide basis in America is a bunch of believers that don't believe. Because if they really believed, they would move and act upon God's commandments. They're really the unbelievers. They act more like unbelievers than the Philistines, the heathen do. And it's interesting that the man in hell didn't believe that there was a heaven or a hell neither until he was actually in hell. And then it's also interesting to note that when he was there, he wanted to have somebody go warn his brothers. But the Lord said to him, they have the law and the prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. And if they won't listen to Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. In other words, if you can't hear the law and you don't respond to the law, which drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, how are you to obey the voice of Christ? And see, what we see in America today is a bunch of self-professed believers that don't believe, because Scripture tells us, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. Yet you don't see him walking accordingly. You see him trying to defend the criminal and show no mercy to the victims. And that's exactly what we see in this country. In other words, what I'm saying is the professed Christians will say, why are you so harsh? Wait. Harsh? You know, we're talking about murdering innocent babies in the womb. That's harsh. Bradley, why are you so harsh with the homosexual radicals? Well, because I know what their end aim is. I've explained that to you a million times. That's pretty harsh. It's pretty harsh, your hatred towards mankind, that you do not love them enough to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. And when you look in Scripture, hate defines exactly the way that I just used it. If you really love, it's always attached to righteousness and holiness and goodness and truth. It's good to warn men to flee from the wrath to come because you love. And love is always a companion of truth. And then what I told him is I said, how ridiculous, because these people actually believe that to love on these people is to allow them to continuously commit their crimes towards heaven and mankind. Oh, we're supposed to just love them all the way to hell. We're supposed to just love them all the way to hell. We're supposed to love them no matter how many times they commit crimes against our innocent. What? That's sick. How ridiculous. To overlook judgment because of kindness, because then love wounds itself by killing justice. Folks, America, you need justice. And I want to tell you something. God gave his law because he loves, and it's about time we start blessing God and keeping his commandments and loving mankind and doing it the way that he commanded us to do it, because that's the only way that we're going to prevent what's coming down the line. And I want to tell you something, friends. Prevention is always better than cure.
That's right. And true love has rules. It has boundaries. That's why God gave us the Ten Commandments. True love is, do whatever you want to do that's right in your own eyes, as Scripture talks about. No, it's God saying, thou shalt not do this, that, and the other thing. If you follow my commandments because you love me, because you see the sacrifice of what Christ did for you in your heart, then you will walk in true liberty and freedom and soul of mankind. True love is not saying, hey, yeah, bring on the in. The imams coexist. Everybody, I'll do your thing together. No, no, no. True love says, no. Because I love, there are lines. No. There are rules. No, you're not coming in here. No, you're not doing that. No, the line is drawn in the sand here. So we can have liberty and freedom where it's not chaos, where everyone can do what everyone wants to do.
We want to first have peace with God before we can have peace with mankind. And that peace is found through the cross of Jesus Christ in the element of holiness, which only the Holy Ghost can wrought through renewing and regeneration.
And the Lord, and going back to even our nation, speaking of holiness, is the Lord's not going to bless this nation and heal our land until we repent and turn
God
from our
wicked
ways.
God is angry with the wicked every day.
That's right.
And that's the bottom line.
We have to keep in mind that we need to repent and turn from our sins, and only then will God hear us. And holiness and righteousness comes after that. You know, we had our preacher say a while back, you know, if you're not going to learn it here, you're going to learn it there, meaning you're going to learn it in heaven.
Yeah.
No. God calls us to be holy on this earth, because when His Son comes within us in a union, it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives in you.
Yeah.
And the life that you now live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God. So Christ is not going to unite Himself with unholiness.
No way.
We must be holy vessels in order for Him to bless and prosper the works of our hands and to do that which He calls us to do.
Amen. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to put off the old man. We're to put on the new man. All things old have passed away. We're to come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. And He calls us adulterers and adulteresses for those that will partake with the spirit of the world. And it's a spirit of Antichrist, because it's a crossless version of, we're talking, bringing into this conversation, love. It's a crossless love. And the Bible also tells us that we're not to be conformed to this world, but to be ye transformed by the word of God, the renewing of your minds by the word of God. And the only way that we can do that is study and show ourselves approved unto God, because a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And how are we to do that if we don't know His moral law? Amen.
Right.
Folks, you're meeting with the founding fathers to explain what has happened to America. So what do you say? Again, imagine this. You're meeting with George Washington in 20 minutes, and he wants to know what has happened to his country. What will you say? Picture this. What if I told you that in 20 minutes you're going to be sitting at the table next to George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin? And by some miracle of God, they were going to come back to life for 1 hour to inquire of you the state of their most beloved and cherished country that they left to us over 238 years ago. Okay? That's a great way to leave a little salt
in
the
time. I like that.
All right.
Come back and find out.
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You're meeting with the founders. What will you say? Be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hey, Aaron.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What we're doing right now is we're talking about meeting with the founding forefathers to explain what has happened to America. So what do you say? Again, picture this. What if I told you that in 20 minutes you're going to be sitting at the table next to George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin? And by some miracle of God, they were going to come back to life for 1 hour to inquire of you the state of their most beloved and cherished country that they left to us 238 years ago. Now, it was left up to you to explain to them the state of our nation today and why we are in the state our country is in. This meeting will determine four of our founding forefathers if they, as if what they did is they sacrificed what they sacrificed for, fought at so great a cost, and gave their lives in the service of, was it worth it? If the posterity that they entrusted their beloved country to had taken up the task with honor as the preservation of our freedoms as a nation, our morals, principles, and the Christian values this country was founded upon. So think about this for a moment. You'd have to explain to them how 238 years later, this nation was not the same country that our founding forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us. You'd have to explain to them that 3,700 babies a day are murdered by their own mothers every day in this country with the help of a doctor sanctioned by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. That not men... And that now men marry men and women marry women, and how children are violated every day by these sexual predators. This is what you'd have to explain to them. You'd have to explain to them how blasphemy, fornication, sex outside of marriage, 1 Corinthians 6:9, and the lewdness are commonplace in our society as a whole, and yet despite all of this, The pulpits in America, for the most part, remain silent, and the church has become a reproach to the nation. See Jeremiah 23, Matthew 23. You'd have to tell them that drinking, gambling, lying, stealing, and doing whatever you want as long as it feels good to you have become the status quo instead of a love for God, country, your fellow man, and to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, Luke 6:31. You'd have to convey to them that the American people, for the most part, have stood down, tolerated, and enabled a tyrannical president and his administration who are willfully and knowingly destroying America. What a legacy.
Yeah.
You'd have to bring them up to speed on the issues such as Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the IRS scandal, and much, much more. You would even have to explain to them how the federal government has their hooks into nearly every portion of our lives, even to the point where if you want to fish in your own lake outside your back door, build a fire outside your front door, or even own a gun, which the Second Amendment was established to guarantee a protection of that right, you now have to ask for and receive the government's permission by getting a permit. Permit for what? Permission from them that work for us? What do you think after telling them all this would be the look on their faces? Would it be sadness, disbelief, or shame? Would George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin experience deep sorrow in their hearts as they sacrificed so much for nothing? Was this the posterity that they fought so much for? A cowardly bunch of immoral men and women who stood down to tyranny, fell to immorality, and let the government control every angle of their lives? Is that America's legacy, friends? What would they be thinking after they heard all of this? I can only imagine. The disgrace the American people have brought upon our forefathers, the forebears, because of our immorality and unwillingness to fight the same battles they had to fight, is absolutely shameful at every turn, might I add. After bringing our founding forefathers this news, the only thing a reasonable person could do would be to bow their heads in absolute shame. What a disgrace to them and their sacrifice, friends, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of men and women who have fought, bled, and died to preserve this great nation since then. Those that have magnified, those that have stuck to their oaths, magnifying the Constitutional Republic and the laws enumerated. What would our founding fathers do in your position if they switched places with you today? If they had the opportunity to do the right and basically right the wrongs and fight against immorality and all forms of tyranny, how would they act? Well, we know how they acted. What would they do? We know what they did. Would they have let things get so bad? Would they have tolerated these long trains of abuses? Nope. We know by the Declaration of Independence they didn't tolerate it. But again, history answers that question quickly enough. Absolutely not. So what's wrong with America today? What's wrong with the American people today? The answer is that she's left off her first love, namely Jesus Christ, Revelations 2:4, the rock of our salvation, and then the principles of Christianity, the foundation of our government through common law. So will this sad little story be America's end? Is this how we're going to go down in history, friends, as a cowardice group of individuals who stood back while lawlessness and tyranny overtook our lives? How do you think those countries that let dictators such as Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini rule and reign through their abominable and wicked acts look back upon their history today? They're ashamed, friends. They're embarrassed, friends. But the story's not finished. The book is not complete. We have an opportunity to change the final chapter, but the choice is up to you, friends. Everybody knows we need men and women like Moses, David, Daniel, women like Deborah, Ruth, Esther, and Elijah. We need the John the Baptist and the Pauls. Let me say it this way, friends. America needs you. God is looking for you to respond according to His terms, not yours. And I simply lay this to your candor, if not now, then when? If not you, friends, then who? Listen to what John Adams, again, the second president of the United States, rightly said. Oh, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make a good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it.
Amen. I mean, there's so many times, even going through, you know, our daily lives, I stop and I'll say to Bradley, I'll say, you know, what do you think our founding forefathers would think right now if they saw this? If they watched this video, if they went to a movie theater, if they walked down the street and by some miracle of God, these founding fathers could come back. Can you hear the music? You can hear me. All right. So basically, what would they say about our country? Thank you. What would they say about our country? Sorry about the technical difficulties here for a few moments, friends. But if they could look around and walk down our streets, turn on our televisions, go to a movie theater, walk down the aisle at a mall, they would say, this is not the America that we fought, bled, and died for. This is not what we sacrificed for. In fact, as Benjamin Franklin, when he came out of a meeting, a woman asked him, well, what kind of country did you give us, sir? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it.
Yep.
The point is Americans have not kept it as they should.
Well, they did during the Revolutionary War because everybody sacrificed during that period.
And that was the
That's
foundation.
Why there was no crime tolerated, because they knew that if they were going to establish by the hand of divine providence, namely God our Father and Jesus Christ, they better do it His way, and that's exactly what they did to the branch of David.
I'm right, and that was at the establishment of our country. But since then, if you look at what has happened, if you
incrementally
look at the slow takeover, the decline in morality, if you look at gradually, oh, okay, we take prayer out of schools. Okay, we do Roe v. Wade. Okay, we take the Bible out of schools. Okay,
but just keep in mind, I want to encourage the people to understand that you never lost the right. So you can still do all of those things, but the people have been blinded to it. They've been doing ill design of their freedoms.
Yeah, it's simple as this. You're at your home. Someone knocks on your door and says, I want to have this of yours. I want to take this from you. You have one or two options. You can say, no, this ain't yours to take. Or you can say, okay, sure, and freely hand it over to them. In so many instances in America, Americans have said, listen, oh, here's our rights. Sure, you want them? Here, take them. No. If someone comes and trespasses in your home and they say, I want this, that's called stealing, that's called theft. You say, no, you can't have it. We have to have brave men and women just like Moses, just like Daniel, just like David, just like Esther, who stood up in the time that they were called forth to, and they did what God had called them to do. And when they were obedient to God, God did the impossible. God did the miraculous. There's no way that Moses, when he stood in front of Pharaoh, could said, let my people go, Pharaoh would have laughed at him all day long. But it was God who wrought and did all the wonders and the signs and wonders on his behalf, because he was obedient to do that which the Lord had called him to do. We say, well, we want to see the God of Moses and Elijah and David. Look at what they were placed into.
Yeah.
Daniel had to face Goliath. Elijah had to go up against the prophets of Baal. Look at Esther. If she went before the king, she could have been killed.
And he had fun doing it.
He did.
He really
but
did.
All their circumstances were dire circumstances in order for the Lord to show up strong on their behalf, and he did every single time when he worked with obedient people.
Welcome back, friends, to the Sons of Liberty. Reality, boots on the ground. This is what we need to come back to, friends. It's the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. I want to remind you, if they speak not according to the law and to the light, because there's no...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from a mighty and a holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, really quick, just had a highlight here come up in front of me. Just got this posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Islamic jihadists engage in multiple attacks in Canada. Multiple gunmen is in Islamic State garb. Now, keep in mind who's behind all of this. So there's a bunch of radical Islamic jihadists and multiple attacks in Canada. Okay, multiple gunmen in Islamic State garb. Now, isn't it interesting? They're threatened by armed men, but the government's right behind these supposed Islamic jihadists or ISIS. The government's trying to disarm its people. So, let me ask you something, friends. Who's responsible for creating the chaos? I'm going to keep saying this until you finally understand whoever wants the political control is the one that's behind it. That's another show.
Oh.
But here again, we got these governments. September 11th, we've been attacked, and the government's been attacking America, the American citizen. Attempting to overthrow your Constitution at every turn. Attempting to overthrow your Bill of Rights. You know what? Arm the Canadians and go after the jihadists. Wouldn't that be a little bit of, well, common sense in play here?
I was going to say, it's total common sense. Any reasonable person would say, hey, the government says that bad guys could be coming after you, such as ISIS and so on. So what we're going to do is we're going to take away your guns. So Citizen A says, huh, that doesn't sound like such a good idea to me. You're telling me bad guys are coming after me, but you want to take away my guns. No. A good government would say, listen, bad guys want to come after you, but they're not going to get any further because we're going to arm all of our citizens to fight the bad guys and make them go away.
Wouldn't you think that that's what a righteous government would do? But isn't it interesting, this global terror, this concerted effort, nobody can get a hold of these ISIS members. I mean, then we find out that the American government's actually financing them. Who's behind it? Oh, my gosh. I'm embarrassed. I mean, what are we talking about here? What happened during your meeting with the founders? You have 20 minutes to explain to them what happened to your country. And I said this before, and I'll say it again. This administration has been caught with a smoking gun in hand over and over and over and over again, yet the American people still believe what they say to them.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, guys.
Yet they turn on the nightly news every night, and they feed on what's being told to them, and once that bone gets eaten up, then they toss them a new bone. Then everyone chews on that for a while, then that bone goes away, then the new crisis comes, and they throw it out, and people eat it up. Did you hear what was going on?
As the rights of the people of those countries and the citizenry completely get encroached upon and eradicated, taken away through the guise of terrorism, friends. Again, nothing new under the friend. Don't fall for this, friends. This is garbage. But again, isn't it interesting that they got all the right makeup on it, like as if to say it's Halloween or something, saying trick or treat, you know, if you don't give us what we want, we're just going to come in here and shoot everybody down. Well, you'd think that government, being so righteous as it may be on a global scale, namely through the UN, which was created out of World War II in the first place, out of chaos, we create a new world order. There's the UN. And who heads the UN? Friends, all these countries coming together, all subjected to terrorism, and all that concerted power goes right back to who? The United Nations.
And you know,
to establish a new world order. You think? And what's the cycle of this? Well, the tyrant goes into power. He does what he did. He does what he does. People laugh about it. He murders off his opposition. The country's destroyed. And then guess what happens? The tyrant's judged. The bad guys are judged. And then everybody returns back to who? The God that they should have never departed from.
And then they do it all over again.
And then they do it all over again.
Because they don't seem to listen. It's amazing when you go through and you say, oh, my goodness. And you know what's confounding to me is people watch movies all day long that talks about conspiracy and talks about government doing bad things and so on and so forth. And people can believe that more. And then when it comes to real life, it's, oh, no. This is America. It could never happen here.
Not here.
It's like, listen, you believe it when it comes through a source of a fictional source, such as movies, like, oh, yeah, that kind of stuff happens all the time. And then when you go to real life, all of a sudden it's like this blur and this daze and blink,
it's surreal.
Blink. Oh, no. And it's not our government. This is foreign countries. It can never be happening today.
No.
You need to open up your eyes and wake up.
Well, when you read God's prophecy concerning judgment, your eyes are wide open. It's like you begin to identify everything, and it's really simple to find it. And then again, you begin to look at history, his dash story. Mm-hmm. Well, then you can see this cycle of nations and people and tyrants. It's a circle. It's just a reoccurring theme that takes place. And as you said, history repeats itself, my friends, because people don't learn from history.
Right.
And here we have it again. Front page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. These jihadists are just attacking the Canadians. And all the senators and the congressional individuals are inside of the Senate floor in Canada now. And they got the doors all blocked. That because of these radical Islamists. Why don't they arm them? Arm your people. Deal with them. Who's more afraid of who, friends? A handful of jihadis?
Yep.
Or a million armed citizens? See, that's why America, you haven't been attacked over 238 years up until September 11th. But it's interesting that since then, Isn't it interesting? The reason you haven't been attacked is because behind every blade of grass is an armed citizen.
Yeah.
That's why.
Can you imagine if the president got up on TV and say, I'm making a proclamation, a decree throughout the nation that every law-abiding citizen must now own a gun. You may carry your gun, you may leave it in your home, but every law-abiding citizen is required now that you own a gun. Can you imagine within the next 2 weeks, everyone has to purchase a gun, get a gun, have a gun in your household. Can you imagine the message that would send to all bad guys across America, if our president was a righteous man, that would be a, whoa, we ain't going there. They're an armed people.
That's right.
Under every blade of grass. They got their guns with them at home, no matter where they're going.
They don't have a chance in the hell they've created.
That's right.
With righteous people, because heaven's come to kick the hell out of hell.
That's right. You know, I remember taking a course, and this guy was giving some information. He said that basically the American people are, it was like a significant amount of times more armed than any standing army out there. So when you look at the people, we the people. The problem is we the people have been dummied down and dulled and lulled to sleep and entertaining themselves doing other things, that they have forgotten their first love. They have forgotten their duty. They've fallen off in their duty. Can you imagine if John Adams said, well, listen, I've kind of been, you know, fighting this revolution, you know, Revolutionary War for a couple of years now. I'm just tired. I'd like to go back to farming and just do what I'm doing before. Can you imagine if our founding forefathers dropped the ball? If they dropped the ball, we wouldn't have a country here to be even complaining about. We have to make sure that we pick up and do our duty before God and before man to be able to preserve this country, not only for ourselves and our posterity, but for generations to come. What did John Adams say? He said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make a good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. We don't want to have them, in a sense, quote unquote, repenting in heaven for all their sacrifices here on earth. We want to be a worthy son or daughter, so to speak, or worthy posterity, say, listen, no, your freedom and your sacrifice was not in vain on our clock. We're willing to fight the good fight of faith and make sure this gets done.
Yeah, that's right. You're meeting with the founding forefathers to explain what has happened to America. What do you do? Check that out, my friends, on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm sorry, both pages are hooked in, interlinked. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands, because miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. Let me bring it to Scripture. That was Daniel Webster. To he who has been given much, much will be required. Daniel was talking about the fact that you are responsible to be the light to the world. And if anarchy takes place because you've allowed the Constitution to be trampled underfoot, you're going to be held accountable. Rest assured.
And now I want to switch gears here and just say, for those of you that are listening, maybe you're a first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty, and it's like a breath of fresh air. In fact, I met a woman recently who said, wow.
Or you got a couple lumps on the back of your head from the hammer. It's not my word, like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaks
right.
The rock in
pieces.
But if
it's motivating you to do something about the problems that you see and giving you hope along the way, then that's our job. You know, in fact, I was just speaking to a woman who just heard about us for the first time, and she said, wow, you've been on the air for 12 years. Where have you been? We need to get you guys out to in Arizona where we are. And I have to say, I agree with you. Thanks for spreading the word. It's like a breath of fresh air. It's like a good dose of truth. It's like, oh, I've been in a dry desert and I've been looking for some water. I've been looking for some hope and some inspiration to keep on fighting this good fight of faith. Or a good knock in the head with a hammer, like you said, to get up and do something.
Law to the proud, grace to the
humble.
That's
right. We cannot continue to do what we do without your support. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button to make a secure donation, or you can scroll down and become a son or daughter of liberty, where you give what you can on a monthly basis. I also want to highlight, too, our product of the week this week is the School of Hard Knocks pocketbook. Looks perfect to hand out during Halloween. We'll talk more about that later. But you can get 10 of them for a $5 donation. It's outstanding.
You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty. Media.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
With autumn in the air, It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.